Comet Hale-Bopp has raised great excitement worldwide since its discovery in July 95. This comet is coming up with some real surprises. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here's your moderator, Gary Wilshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Peter the Apostle, chapter 3, verses 10 through 13, quote, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief. At that time the heavens will pass away with great violence, and the elements will be dissolved with the heat, and the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. Seeing therefore that all these things are to be dissolved, what manner of men ought you to be in holy and pious behavior? You who await and hasten towards the coming day of God, by which the heavens, being on fire, will be dissolved, and the elements melt away by the reason of the heat of the fire. But we look for new heavens and a new earth, according to his promises, wherein dwells justice," unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of catastrophic events that are to happen before year 2000. She came to prepare us and save us from these dreadful events if we will only listen and follow her instructions. There will be a miraculous spring very soon in front of the flagpole at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. It will be called the Lourdes of America. The prophecies which you are about to hear were given at prayer vigils held at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadow, Corona Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York. Veronica described everything she saw and repeated everything she heard. All was recorded on an audio tape, later transcribed and sent throughout the world. The rosary is recited continuously during these prayer vigils, still being held from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. about 30 times a year. Over the years, tens of thousands of people around the world have received and are still receiving great spiritual and physical cures through Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 2, 1989. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Oh, Our Lady looks so beautiful. She has on a pure white mantle and a white gown. And about her waist there is a gold cinch. Our Lady calls it a cinch for a reason, but it looks like I would call it a belt. And Our Lady has on her feet the most beautiful slippers, golden, and there are two small rosettes on her feet. Oh, Our Lady has such delicate feet. This evening, too, I can see Our Lady's face very clearly this evening, and I would say she doesn't look over more than 20 years old. Our Lady looks so young and radiant. Now Our Lady is turning toward Jesus, and Jesus is nodding, and he is placing his first finger to his lips like this, which means to repeat, "My child and my children, and especially you, my child, Veronica. I called you here this evening, though I am fully aware of your disabilities. However, it will be not necessary to hear all about you, my child. Be it sufficient that you can bring my message to the world. Now, this, my child, will bring much consternation from the clergy. Look upward, my child, and tell the world what you see. I see the picture of Jacinta, 1972. And what is in this picture, my child? Repeat. I see the letters very heavily penciled over by Jacinta when she wrote this message. It says, one part of the message, there are five parts to the Jacinta 1972 picture, but one part says, A, C, into, I-N-T-O, Mitras, 1972. Repeat that well, my child. Into Christ, into Mitras, 1972. That, my child, I know you were much affrighted at that message when you first received it from Jacinta several years ago. But nothing that we give you is to remain hidden. It is necessary for the battle ahead. Be it known to all men upon earth that the Antichrist has entered now among you. Be it known to our bishops and cardinals. I do not include Pope John Paul II at this time, because he is under the domination of his bishops and cardinals. I look upon my church at this time, and I find gross errors. I tell you now, O bishops and cardinals of the world, my church shall not be defaced. You shall not defame my name. I will allow this to continue, but for a short time. If you do not acknowledge me properly before the world, I assure you I will not acknowledge you before the Father, and you will not have eternal rest with my Father in heaven. My child and my children, we have looked upon the world now and find that we are fast approaching the latter days. This will be a time of toil for all. Those who will work with me shall be called now disciples of the latter days. Already, my children, you have gathered for some time. You all know who I am speaking to at this time. I say again, all those who have been picked from among our vineyard of souls upon earth to come forward as disciples in the latter days, to defend the faith, to remain faithful and true under siege, shall gain heaven and immortal life. You will find life everlasting with the Father. However, I acknowledge the fact that, my child, I have taken you from your home in a weak state. But you know how urgent it was. From our discourse with you all day today, my child, that you get here this evening. For the evil is accelerating in the world. We cannot hold back the chastisement much longer. The Father has at the foot of his throne the veil of redemption. Look up and describe what you see, my child. I see a very wonderful man. He is so grandfatherly, with a long white beard, and he's sitting with the most beautiful cape on him. He looks like a regal king. He's smiling. There is no way to explain him, and he is so translucent and shining. I know it is the Eternal Father, but he has at the foot of his throne a large ball. It's like a ball of fire. I know quite a number of years ago I saw this ball in a photograph taken by the people from Canada. I did not know what it meant then, but now I understand the photograph.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty. We have discovered a beautiful gold-filled crystal Aurora Borealis rosary. It has lock-link construction with gold-filled hand-carved crucifix and centerpiece. It has the finest quality Czech tin-cut crystal Aurora Borealis beads. These 7mm faceted beads sparkle in the white. It has a retail value of $72, but we are offering it to you today for $60 plus $6 shipping and handling. With this rosary, you will be the envy of your friends. The rosary is one of the greatest spiritual prayers, and it deserves to be said on this lovely gold-filled crystal Aurora Borealis rosary. Again, it has the $72 value, but we are offering it today to you for $60 plus $6 shipping and handling. Send $66 today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard Visa or American Express and call our toll-free number 1-800-444-MARY. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Don't tell anyone, but I'm going to give this rosary to my dear mother for Christmas. Comet Hale-Bopp is coming with some real surprises. This comet has raised excitement worldwide since its discovery in July 95. Comet Hale-Bopp will make a spectacular appearance in the northern hemisphere, shining brighter, experts say, than anything else in the night sky, including the moon. This comet could be the brightest and biggest ever seen by Earth. It will certainly be much larger than the famed Halley's Comet, which was last seen in 1986. It will be closest to the Earth on March 22, 1997, and closest to the Sun April 1, 1997. Some are already calling it the Great Comet of 97. The best dates for seeing the comet should be March 26 through April 12. The comet will be located in the northwest sky after sunset. On the evening of November 14, 1996, an astronomer from Houston, Texas, took a photograph of Comet Hale-Bopp and a nearby mysterious object. The unidentified object looked like planet Saturn and followed Hale-Bopp for more than an hour. The Saturn-like object was about three or four times the size of the Earth. This was sufficiently fascinating that radio sensationalist Art Bell had it on the air late at night. From there, the story went on the internet and was seen by a host of people. The next morning, newspapers and radio stations were calling. This comet has great potential for causing mischief in the heavens. Sometimes when a comet gets close to the sun, a piece breaks off or pieces and hit the sun. This could cause a gigantic explosion. If Hale-Bopp is involved in the warning, it could take place in the first half of next year. If in the Bible, the Apocalypse chapter 6 verse 14 reads, "And the heavens shall pass away as a scroll that is rolled up," unquote. This refers to the great warning. Be sure to join us each week for any new updates on this fascinating comet, Hale-Bopp. We have received great graces to believe in the Bayside Prophecy. You and I, as children of Our Lady, have the awesome privilege and great responsibility to keep sharing these Bayside prophecies. On April 5, 1995, Our Lady said, quote, "Shout the message through the rooftops, my child. The time is growing short. The great warning is approaching," unquote. On June 18, 1978, Our Lord said, "As disciples of the latter days, my children, much shall be asked of you. But I assure you, all that you give in faith and charity shall be returned to you threefold," unquote. May I ask you to help us keep sharing the Bayside prophecies? Each day we step out in faith, purchasing radio time to obey our Lord and our Lady out of our meager means at our disposal. We do so believing that you and other friends will take similar steps in faith by sending generous gifts to support to keep Our Lady's prophecies on these last days radio program. Our signal is beaming on the Bayside prophecies on about 70 stations, covering most of America like a blanket, and around the world on shortwave radio. We want to maintain this level of outreach, but to do so, we must pay off our current financial shortfall of $175,000. In addition, from all evidence, the signs of the times indicate that 1997 will be a very exciting year in Bible and Bayside prophecy. In this light, we also want to continue to be on the watch for you, to be able to report on critical events at a moment's notice. For instance, as major observatories spot heavenly bodies like comets and asteroids on course for Earth, we want to be able to report to you the exact day and hour of the great warning. And as major happenings in national and world affairs occur, we want to be able to interpret them in the light of the Bible and the Bayside prophecies. But if we are to be the watchmen at the gate for God's people, as well as to reach lost souls, these last days ministries must retire its debt of $175,000 by year's end. This is why we have begun a special fundraising campaign to erase our debt and be ready for 1997 and the important prophetic happenings that we believe are very close upon us and may well be played out next year. I hope you can help us by making a sacrificial gift in obedience to our Lord and our Lady. Our ministry is really your ministry, because you and your kind gifts keep us going. To keep track of how well we are doing in our attempt to reach this goal, during each program between now and the end of the year, I will update you as to the progress we have made in retiring this debt. Will you help us bridge this final $175,000 gap by making a gift of $30,000, $60,000, $100,000, $500,000, or even $1,000, or any amount you can send today? If you can help us, just make your gift payable to These Last Days and mail it to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Or if you prefer, you can make a gift by MasterCard or Visa or American Express and just call our easy-to-remember 800 number, 1-800-444-MARY. For your gift of $100, I would like to send you, as a way of saying thanks, a special report titled The Doomsday Comet. For your gift of $500 or more, I would like to send you, as a way of saying thanks, the beautiful gold-filled crystal Aurora Borealis Rosary with a retail value of $72. This is the rosary I talked about earlier. Whatever you can give, our Lord and our Lady and Veronica will be very grateful. Again, our address is These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Our toll-free number is 1-800-444-MARY. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lucan's former secretary, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you again and your wonderful listeners. Now I have my continuation of my memories with Veronica of the Cross. Now this is the end of a tape made by Veronica in 1980. She says, I thought that I would add here that I had found the notes of August 20th, 1968. I sent a telegram to Cardinal Cushing at 12:30 p.m. to Richard Cardinal Cushing, residence at 2101 Commonwealth Avenue, Brighton, Massachusetts. And I wrote in the telegram, for the glory of God, please listen to St. Teresa. I had previously written him a letter and told him that on Monday, this terrible black eagle had appeared in the sky and shouted, whoa, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth. Sure enough, it was that Tuesday, Czechoslovakia was invaded. I then understood why, when I was walking down Springfield Boulevard, I saw in vision this tremendous black eagle, very ominous looking, and it shouted out, whoa, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth. Now, there was another poem, prayer-like message given to me, dictated by St. Teresa, and it was called, To a Miraculous Mother. Blessed Mother, be my guide. Be here always by my side. Take me through this world of sorrow. Show me there's a bright tomorrow. That's the end of the poem. To be continued. Now, my first testimony here is from California to Our Lady of the Roses workers. I need to tell you of the miracles that have happened in my life and of my daughter-in-law. She found out she was going to have a baby, so one day I took her to see the doctor. I dropped her off and went to do some errands. When I came back, I saw her sitting on the curb crying. I told her, I am sorry I am late. She told me that it wasn't that. She told me the doctor had told her she was going to lose the baby because the placenta was disconnected and the baby was going to die. So I tried to comfort her. When I took her home, I told her to wear Our Lady of the Roses medal and pin it near her stomach, and that I was going to pray the rosary to our Lord and our Lady. So the following checkup, the doctor said everything was fine, and she had a healthy baby girl. Thanks to God and Our Lady of the Roses, I call her this the miracle baby. Then this summer, I found out I had a lump in my throat, and I had very high blood sugar. So again, I prayed to God and Our Blessed Lady of the Roses I place the blessed rose petal on my throat and pray for good health. God and Mary have given me a miracle. My throat is free of lumps. I do not have cancer, and I am not diabetic. Thanks to God and Our Lady of the Roses. And then that is signed. Now, pardon me, I have another one here from Poland. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for the miraculous rose petals, the medals, the rosaries, the messages, for the sad news about the death of Veronica. I offer my condolences to all of you. At the same time, I am sure that she is happy with Jesus and his beloved mother. I wish to thank Our Lady of the Roses and Jesus for the miraculous cure of my mother from pneumonia. This is the second time she got it in the last 2 years. This time she became weak and she lost consciousness. She had to be taken to the hospital. The next day, when I was with her in the hospital, she became paralyzed on the one side. At that same moment, she dropped a glass that she was holding in her hand. Her face became distorted and her hand paralyzed. Right away, I gave her a rose petal, and she had with her a prayer book. She also had a rose petal in the prayer book. She also had her rosary with her. After a while, the paralyzed left her. The doctor predicted the worst, possibly a paralyzed leg, but it didn't happen. At the end, the doctor said that we should thank God for my mother's complete cure. That's exactly what it was, a complete cure. I can't find the words to thank Our Lady of the Roses and Jesus for the miraculous cure of my mother and graces we receive every day. Also, I thank you, brothers and sisters from Bayside, for all the packets and the letters we have received from you for many years. While my mother was in the hospital, I gave the rose petals to two ladies there. Well, these two ladies got well soon after that. Once more, thanks again. And I might state here that Henry Pollack, he translates these Polish letters into English, and he also sends them our messages in English, and he translates them into Polish. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lower Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lower Michigan, 49331.